Blog Talk Radio.
All through my wandering years, I always said I was biding my time, all alone in the dark. I faced my fears, and no other heart would come to mind.
Alrighty, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild today, and make sure you guys visit us at www.psychicsgonewild.com today. We had a little bit of psychic change in our psychic schedule, And we have just Inez on with us today, and she is going to be talking about crystals and doing meditation with us, as well as taking some callers. So here we go. I'm Inez. Let's see. There we go.
All right. Welcome, everyone. It's so great to be here at Psychics Gone Wild. And I'd like to give everyone a chance to do a little bit of relaxation. So make yourself comfortable, and let's get started. So this is a time of taking a few deep breaths. So I'm going to have you take a deep breath, count to seven, and then release it, counting to seven again. All right. Relaxing more and more. You're now continuing to breathe slowly. Take a deep breath and let it out. And you're going to find yourself at the foot of a beautiful crystalline cave. It is in many beautiful colors. You are going to just relax deeply. And now that you're here, this is the place of wisdom where all things are known. You are in a place where you are completely safe, completely relaxed, and this is your sacred space. So you can bring those guides in with you, those angels. That will be there to support you. And only whoever you invite can come into this beautiful crystalline space of many, many colors and very comfortable place, and a place of joy and abundance. And now, when you're ready, I want you to squeeze your toes together and then unwind them and then squeezing again and relaxing more and more. This is a place where you feel completely relaxed and ready to be in that place of affirmation and victory. When you're ready, this is a time to remember those that you care about. Send them some love. Know that your angels are there with you. You can access them at any time. Your intuition and your open heart are the place that your angels come through and your guides are going to come through for you. When you're ready, notice what the temperature is in this beautiful place. Do you feel the warmth of the sun on your shoulders? This is a wonderful place to look at changes in your life. You can move forward and take a look at what the future looks like. Notice all the beauty that you've brought forward for yourself. And notice what you're doing. You in that place of resonance, doing what you love. Feel like others are there for you and you're there for them. What's going on in your future? You can make your future just the way you want it to be. This is a dynamic time. It's a wonderful time. And we're all coming into that place of knowing, that lifetime, when we are completely free, we have the opportunity to go back there now. And so when you're ready, relaxing more and more, you're going to find your guide now. Notice your guide there. What is he or she wearing? Is it a man or woman, or is it a light being? Does your guide speak to you telepathically? Or is your guide waiting to hear language from you? Your guide's going to be with you for a long, long time to come. And when you're ready, let's go to that place of where your ideal future is. And if you take your guide's hand, you can go there. You may feel yourself floating. And in that place, now where you are, is it beautiful there? Are you doing exactly what you love? You know yourself well? Remember to make your environment sacred and dear to you. Not only this environment that you're in right now, in this space that you've created, your sacred space, but think about your environment at home for a moment. What is it that you would like to change? Do you want to have more textures and different colors in the environment? You might want to warm it up a little, or maybe you want to bring in a cooler color. So this is a time of many blessings. Your angels and guides are with you. And you can go out there and take direction from the earth as well. And I think one of the other things that you'll want to take a look at now is, all right, you've worked a little on your environment and making it more colorful. When you're ready, let's take a look at what you're eating and what kinds of choices might be good to look at and to change. Looking at having more raw food options. Want to have some healthy food, and as much as possible, especially at this time of year, are you growing your own food so that when you make that ideal environment next year, that it is delicious, wholesome, organic food, some of which you've grown for yourself, that beautiful red tomato, that, you know, delightful food that is close to the earth and close to where you live. If you've grown it, that's the best. If your neighbor's grown it, you know, that's wonderful too. And if you get it at the co-op, you know, that's good. But try as much as possible to get that food that is close to the source. And I think that's especially true when we look at, you know, our protein that we're bringing in. If we do eat meat as much as possible, want to have that animal that's lived close to the earth and had real food, real nutrition, real grass, isn't just being, you know, fed on a bunch of grain. And so then when you're ready, we want to we want to come back to the time where we were at before. So let's relax more and more, going deeper, deeper, and deeper still, relaxing more and more, and coming back into this time frame. And you're still here in your sacred space. How is your mood these days? If you are going through a time of of healing, you might want to look at some amethyst, some lapis lazuli. You may want to take a look at that citrine. That's going to improve your mood. And also, peridot is a good one, and larimar. And larimar is a lovely blue. It is a beautiful, it looks like the sky. You can kind of see the blue color, those positive feelings that come up around the larimar. And when you're ready, let's look at the crystals that you can bring around you into your environment that are going to be helpers for you. And I think one that is really great to work with in this day and age, when there's so much going on with the economy, and it's a good time to let go of fear. And rose quartz is really good at giving you that kind of strength in your heart and in your crown. And it really will help you to let go of anything that's holding you back during times of flux. And remember, too, that these times of flux, they can be very difficult, but they are also wonderful doorways of opportunity. They're about change. You know, I think when we're in times of crisis or trauma, it tends to be because we're going through a lot of rapid changes. And so it's also a time when you can really embrace some new positives in your life and start to have that abundance coming in. Start to have that true love coming in, that soulmate relationship. Start to have that relationship with others in your life of that beautiful mixing of energies, that new alchemy, that water into wine, really turning the lemons into lemonade, and knowing that so much of what we do is about creativity and about timing. And I think of the Temperance card when I think about timing and our gifts and how we can bring them forth in the best of ways. Some of the other kinds of crystals that I think are good, especially if you haven't done a lot with them yet, you might want to take a look at getting some carnelian too. Carnelian will give you that deep kind of heart grounding energy. And it's kind of a beautiful orange red carnelian is. And nice thing about carnelian is the way that it makes you feel like you're in a good mood and takes away some of that anger stuff. And I think then the red jasper is a great card when you need a great crystal when you need some motivation. Kind of taking a look at that. And, you know, in terms of healing heartbreak, you're going to want to go to your pink quartz. I like to use amethyst too, and I know that's a little bit of a funny one, but I find that it is very healing for the heart too. You know, when you're having a change with love in your life. I think that caramelized agate can be good too. That gives you that courage and that time of understanding. And I sense that some other stones that might be nice to start with would be a regular quartz crystal. You might also want to take a look at green adventurine. You know, while we're here in your sacred space, in this beautiful space that you're surrounded by that beautiful plant life and animal life, if you want to do some changes, make some changes in terms of cutting away any old connections that are no longer serving you. Are you still having feelings about someone because you have an adhesion, you're connected to them by an etheric cord that is no longer healthy? If that's the case, then take the time to go ahead and you can cut that connection when you're ready. And you can throw it into the violet flame, knowing it won't harm anybody else and nothing will come of it. And you're letting go of that energy. You might want to, you know, get some sage and really smudge well after this. It'd be a great idea. And maybe, too, when you're ready, of the kinds of aromatherapy that I think is really helpful to do for yourself every once in a while is to get some rose oil. That's an amazingly high vibration oil and really quite lovely. That's very healing for the heart and the whole, all of the chakras. It has the highest vibration of any of the natural plant oils. And you may want to take a look at getting some ylang ylang. You know, that's going to be very intoxicating in terms of love. So watch your mood on that stuff. It's good. It's good for you, the ylang ylang and the rose oil. And you may want to, if you have any kind of chest congestion, you might want to look at some eucalyptus. That's a nice oil there, a nice essence. And I sense that this is a time of trusting in your intuition. And you're going to start to allow your own guides to clue you into signs, symbols, and synchronicities all around you. They are going to guide you in the very best of ways. It's a time of opening to these signs. What does it mean when you are seeing a hawk overhead? What does it mean for you? And you know, when you're out at night on the night of the full moon and you hear all the frogs out there singing in chorus, what's that message telling you? And the message is coming in from the earth are unique for you. And don't forget about your intuition. Don't forget about your inner guides. And use those signs, symbols, and synchronicities to make sense of your life, to rediscover that inner knowing and that meaning in life. And when you're ready, take a look at the people that you love in your core family. Is there anybody there that may have passed over? If there's somebody there that you really love and they are a source of strength for you, you may want to ask that person now, you know, asking them in the very best of ways for the greater good of all, that divine light, you know, filling the space for both of you, if they would like to be your guide. Because you may find that the people that you most honor and you most love are going to be tremendous guides. Or your guide may be an amalgam of a lot of different characters. That's a possibility too. Whatever works for you the very best. But take that time now and take your guide's hand and really see if this is a relationship with your guide that you can tap into again in the future. So you'll be there working with your guide, discovering what hopes and dreams you want to bring to fruition in the very best of ways for the greater good of all, with that divine light shining down from above and up through the earth's crystalline core surrounding you, and knowing that you are always safe and protected. And maybe we'll go over we'll talk a little bit about the crystal egg and the goose's egg, how that can be a protective force for you to keep out any energies that are difficult or unusual. So when you're ready, feel that light coming down from above and feel it. It's that white light. You're drawing it down from the top of your head, from your crown, and you're pulling it into your heart. And it's a bright white light. And you can, as you breathe it in, you can make it expand, and as you breathe it out, as you breathe it in, you want to make it expand, and breathing out, you want to have it contract. And so you're going to have the light coming down from above and below, mixing with your energies, and this is providing you with an amazing amount of white light and protection. Then when you're ready, you want to surround yourself in the blue, big blue rubber tires of light. You're going to have that Saint Germain. It's very protective energy. And then when you're ready around that, you're going to put the violet of Saint Germain's flame. And anything that comes up against this that is not for your very best, in your very best interest, in your, for your sacred self, or is not for the greater good of all, cannot come through here. So you're safe and you're always protected. And you may wish to invoke that little meditation if you are doing any readings for other people. Or if you just feel like there's some psychic vampirism going on around you and you don't want to have your energy zapped, you have that blue egg, you're going to, and with the purple egg of Saint Germain with the white light in the core, you're going to be all right. You're going to not be having any problems with anyone interfering with your energies. And you're also going to find that you can go to a place of amazing splendor and amazing joy. And one way to do that is with meditation, doing a little bit of meditation each day. I think even if it's, and, you know, counting your breathing in the beginning is a really great way. And I love to meditate with a great crystal. A really great quartz crystal is wonderful, especially if it has a lot of occlusions. It can open up whole worlds for you if you really do the meditation. It is, it's an amazing thing. And I know it sounds a little bit woo-woo, but it really, you know, get to know crystals. They're gonna really help you. And you may want to take some time now and look at, let's come back to that place of knowing, inner knowing, and let's take a walk through looking into some of your past lives. We're going to be walking through a beautiful crystalline cave. And what do you see around you as you're going deeper into the cave? You may see that there is beautiful, beautiful crystals there and a great deal of light, and that your spirit is feeling very much a feeling of coming home. And there's an immense sense of knowing there. And this is a time of being in your place of knowing, your place of joy. And it's a time of resculpting your attitude. Some of the other things, let's go out of their sacred space now. So take a deep breath. When you're ready, thank your guides. You might want to touch their hand or whatever makes sense for you. You might want to give them a hug. And you will see them again, when you make that appointment to work with your guide. And the nice thing about guides is, you know, they'll come to you when they're needed. And so then when you're ready, take a deep breath. And we're going to count backwards from 10. And you're going to start to feel a little more alert. So at 10, and we're coming up to 9, 8, starting to feel a little bit more aware of your surroundings. And at 8, you are feeling invigorated. You're feeling that feeling of joy. And when we get to 7, you are starting to feel your feet moving. And when we get to 6, you may want to open your eyes. And 5, you may want to see what's around your surroundings. And at 4, come on back. And now you're going to notice that you are awake and alert. Okay, great, beautiful. So this I am going to find out what is going on for each of you. If anybody would like to call in, that would be great.
And definitely, we have 3 callers waiting.
Hello. Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. We first of all here, area code 925. 925, you're on live with us.
Hello, 925. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How can I be of help today?
I'm fine with, you know, just a mini reading. I don't have a specific question.
What's your name?
Sahara.
And your birthday?
August 3rd.
Okay, great. And is there a certain area you'd like to look at?
I'd kind of like to know what's coming up for me, like, within the next few months or summer or anything like that.
All right. Well, I am seeing that you are entering a time of I feel like this is a time when you're doing some healing and you are ready for some new energy to come in. Feel like you are enjoying this time of year. It's a little bit more adventurous time. And I see you doing some traveling and seeing friends in other places. I'm also seeing some good things coming up in terms of finances. Seeing the Ten of Pentacles. And that is really about that a gain in your, you know, an abundance around you. It's also about giving energy back to the earth and really being in that place of healing light. And you have the Two of Cups coming up, which is really wonderful in terms of love. Especially romantic love, it often represents a deepening of relationship, a time of celebrating joy in your life, a time of deep connection. And you have the Queen of Cups coming up as well. So as I'm looking at your cards, it looks to me like there is a lot of cups. Is there somebody special in the picture?
No, there's no one right now, actually.
I have a feeling that there is going to be someone new coming into the picture for the summer months, it looks to me like it's going to be a time of love and awakening and coming closer together. And I think that it's going to take you by surprise. Yeah, and I think it's going to make for a really spectacular summer, a time where you can really enjoy that lavish, over-the-top love connection. But you can also celebrate your own gifts opening. One of the other aspects of the Two of Cups is very much about bringing forth fulfillment. It's also about your psychic abilities and your ability to intuit what's going on with others. So that's another aspect of Two of Cups. Queen of Cups is a card that's really about being in that place of surrounding yourself with loving energy. And you have the Knight of Cups coming up too, crossing the Ten of Pentacles. And I see that as that love connection coming in that is very sensitive and has a spiritual side. Likely to be a water sign. So I'm sensing that is something positive that's coming your way. I'm also sensing that you've been thinking about making some changes in terms of career. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like you are really ready to do more of what brings you joy. And that you're wanting that combination of joy and decent money coming in too. I have a feeling that you're good with people and that you're a good writer. I feel like you have some creative ability, and I do see you doing well this summer. I feel like it's going to be a rewarding one, and I feel like it's going to be a time of finding balance too. What you're doing right now, you're not too happy with it?
I literally just turned, I finished my last day at work last night.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to leave there for a while, but I haven't, you can't leave a job unless you have another one. So I was just ready to leave.
Yeah. I see, because I see messages coming in about things really improving for you, that this last place was not the right place for you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's going to be messages coming in about, I feel like where you go to next, you're going to be able to support yourself better. I feel like it'll be a better financial deal, but also that it'll be something that you love to do and not something that, when you get up in the morning, you're dreading it a little bit. So, I think that this is going to be a real blessing in disguise. And I see something, I see you going back in about 2 months' time, something around there. But I would also say to take time to smell the flowers a little bit while you're off of work. And, you know, remember those other aspects of life. Because it's easy to, they're so important, and there's so much out there that is much, much more than work.
Right.
We're not slaves, and, you know, this can be a time of looking at other aspects of your life and really celebrating them. I think that will help, and I think it's going to be a time of being able to do some things and plan for some things that you've put on hold for a long time. I feel like you're going to be able to do them now. All right.
Yes, thanks. Did you
mention,
did you say that I'd be going back to work in a few months?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't hear you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty. And we do have a Skype caller, too, for you here. Let me see if Blog Talk is going to cooperate with us there. Alrighty, here we go. And our Skype caller, beginning with 1442. 1442, you are our Skype caller. You're on live with Inez.
Hello, 1142.
Yeah, hi, Inez. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I've spoken to you before, Inez. My name is Deep. My question today is about my marriage and love life. So I want to come out of this bad marriage with this lady I have a child with. So my wife is equally miserable as I am, and due to various reasons, such as cultural conditioning, and the fact that we have a child together and our finances are intertwined, and the fact that she doesn't have a very stable job and her family wants her to stick with me. So that's why we are not able to separate, and we are not able to do it, although we both want to separate and divorce. And as a separate thing, I also like a girl called Anne, with whom I share a strong spiritual connection from a past life, and are really compatible like soulmates. Although Anne likes me more than a friend, she has a boyfriend with whom she is incompatible, and he's the wrong person for her, as for what I have been told by Jethro. So my question is, do you see me being able to come out of my current marriage and being able to transition into a long-term relationship with Anne? And any timelines you see for my separation and divorce?
All right. I feel like it's complicated because of what's going on in your life right now with the divorce. I'm getting the sense she's fighting you on it. Your wife, is that right?
Yeah, she feels that sense of abandonment. So she'll feel abandoned. She has a two thing. Like, she wants to leave me, at the same time she thinks she'll be abandoned. So that's why she's not able to do it. Whereas I have spoken to people. I've spoken to psychics. That's why I know that we have given it a shot, and it's not working out. Since the last 7 years, that's why I know what's the right thing for us to do.
My sense is that, you know, that it really isn't working out, and you've been unhappy for a long time, and it's the financial aspects are part of it, and the aspects with your child.
That is correct. Yes.
And I sense that you are ready to have more balance in your life, and you don't feel understood by your wife. You feel like she just doesn't get you.
Absolutely. Sorry, go on.
I do see you making the changes that are going to... you know, they're going to be painful in some ways, but in other ways, I feel like they're going to you know, bring you to that place of where you're in resonance with your heart, that you are being true to yourself. Because, you know, if you're not being true to yourself and who you're married, you know, and to the person that you love, then you really can't be that great husband or, you know. So I think that you're doing the right thing here, and I see it moving forward. And feel like it's going to be sometime in the late summer, early fall, that
okay.
you'll be done with all the process.
Okay. You mean just the separation or the divorce as well?
Well, you have to have the separation first, right?
Yeah. So do you see the divorce next year or end of this year or...
I feel like it is going to be next year, the early part of next year.
Right. And can you tell me anything I can do to make it less painful and more smooth for both of us, and so that she doesn't feel the sense of abandonment?
Well, you know, I think... She has to be the one to be responsible for that. But I think you're doing the very best that you can with it. I feel like you really are being, you know, determined, focused, but also kind and gentle about the whole thing. It's not fun to separate from someone, but I think that it's going to be a relief for her too, to continue to drag it out for a long, long time. I think it's just kind of, you know, continuing the pain. So I think it's good that you're moving forward with it for her sake.
Right. And do you think she'll be all right with life and with the child, and she'll find somebody else she'll be happy with?
Let's take a look. Yeah, the cards are saying that, you know, it is painful for her, but she is going to be all right. I mean, she'll get through this. Yeah, and she needs that time to grieve a little bit and to heal, and she will. And I feel like she will be a good mother.
Right, okay. And will my son be okay? My son, he's called Jay. So do you think he'll be fine with this? Because we'll still be involved with him. Both of us will be involved with him.
Right, yeah, this is, you know, that's a hard thing. I think that's the toughest part because... I sense Jay's not, it's not what he wants to have happen, but he is a kid too. And how old is he now?
He's 3.5, so he's very sensitive, and I have a strong bond with him. So he was my dad in a past life.
Wow. Yeah, you know, it's... he's going to come through it all right, but it's a big deal. You know, you're right about that. But he is strong. He will heal, and he'll be in a good place.
Okay, so do you think he'll be all right with it, or do you think if he stay married and be miserable, it will be better for him, or do you think it will... he'll be, because if he sees us fighting and if he sees us together, And so he'll get the wrong values, basically, that the family is together to make the child happy.
You know, I have the sense that, you know, he ultimately will heal from this. It's something that he has to go through. Because I get the sense that, you know, if you stayed there, you would be unhappy. And there would be, children are very psychic, they're very sensitive, and they know much more than, you know, what we give them credit for. And I think when you're in a marriage and you really aren't there 100%, you know, that you're only half there, children can see that. And it brings in a message about love and relationships that, you know, is that they aren't always honest. And so I think you're doing the right thing by being, you know, true to your heart.
I announced this, like, I believe we have our guest on, so it's like I'd like to bring Jan on and see if she has anything that she would like to add to this caller's question.
Great.
All righty. Jan, you're on with us. Thank you for calling.
Hi, everybody. Oh,
hi.
Sorry, no problem. Hi, Inez.
I'm so sorry.
No problem. Let's see. I kind of just caught the later part of the call, so I think just from what Inez is saying is centering around love, and I think that a nice stone for this person might be if they can get some rosalite. Sometimes that's a stone, that's a high-minded stone, but it's also a deep pink gray that would also center around love, but it would help in times of maybe sorting through conflict, and that may be a stone that can help this person. I don't know, I didn't hear all the call and know if they're meditating or doing other things to get insight. But that's it came to me right now.
Okay. So it sounds like that is going to really help him.
Thanks. And Inez, I wanted to ask also about this girl, Anne, I like. So do you think I'll be able to transition into a long-term relationship with Anne? And okay. Jan, my question was to you. So I'm coming out of this bad marriage, and I also like this girl called Anne. Do you think I'll be able to transition into a long-term relationship with Anne? She also has a boyfriend she's incompatible with. So, yeah.
Oh, she also has a boyfriend as well?
Yeah, she has a boyfriend, and she's incompatible with her. With him, and she's trying to make things work with him, but she feels kind of trapped because she's committed, but she's not happy.
For me, what comes for me is that I think that all things are coming in a certain time, but I would encourage you maybe right now to kind of start fresh. I think that you may be helped with the more higher-minded thinking to cut the cord right now of your old ideas, of old concepts, of things that have been strung together from this whole time right now, so you can get maybe a clearer view as to what is real and what will fall away. And what will be more lasting? Right now, I feel you're very enmeshed in a lot of things, and ruby is a very good stone for you to also go into that higher mind place Desordo. It's geometrically sacred, and it's the hexagon. It's very powerful. I think it can help you kind of sort those things out. Will you have a long term with this person? I think it really depends upon you and where your next steps will be. But almost cutting some cords from past ideas and meditating and starting fresh, you may get a better insight. Because, yeah, that will take the two of you.
Okay. I do wear a ruby, a hexagonal ruby, and that helps. And I share a strong spiritual connection from a past life with this girl, Anne. And so we are really compatible, and we are like soulmates. So yeah, thanks for your views. Inez, are you getting anything from it you would want to share?
I feel like this is a time when, I think it would be a good idea to go a little bit deeper and really, explore this fully. I get the sense that Anne, it does love you and care about you, but you're talking about some pretty big changes, to make. What's your heart telling you?
My heart is telling me that it will work out, but it will be a roundabout. It will be a struggle. It will take time, and it will need a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm. I think that taking the time and doing the meditation with the stones, I think that is a really good idea. That's going to give you some insight and some feeling of the best way to proceed.
If I might add, I was just, when you do the meditation, you could put the ruby just above your third eye. And that also, the ruby will help you with things that are about karmic connections as well.
Right. Okay, I'll do that. Okay. And do you see her being able to come out of her current relationship, Inez?
I feel like that eventually that she will. But I don't think it's going to happen overnight. I think it's going to take a bit of time. I have the sense that it may take some time, and you're looking at some time in the next year.
In the meantime, should I just be friends with her, or can I talk to her about how I feel about her?
I think you need to talk to her about how you feel,
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's right. I mean, you don't want to be brutal, but you want to be honest.
So overall, you have a feeling that it will work out in the long term?
I'm getting the feeling that you're kind of in that place where you really aren't, you feel like it's over. So if that's truly your feeling, then yeah, my sense of it is that it's not going to be, an overnight thing, but that you've made some decisions.
Thank you. Thanks, Kelly, as well.
Okay. Many blessings.
Bye.
Oh, goodness. There was quite an echo there, and I wasn't sure. I couldn't. I was sitting there trying to fix that, and it's like, it wasn't fixing real well. And that was that double. Wow. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Okay, so
Okay. We're going to, okay, I'm going to make a prediction. It's like, yes, we're going to be having some callers come in because I know there's some people who do want to call in and have some readings. But did you guys, I'd like to give Jan a little bit of a chance to talk.
Yeah.
We have some stuff on crystals and whatnot. And it's like, we got 24 minutes left, and it's like, she needs a little bit of airtime here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. let's see. Well, I'm here. I'm a crystal healer, and I work intuitively through the stones, either laying on stones for crystal healing or making grids, as well as just helping to cleanse and help heal environments for people.
Can you tell me about, a little about grids?
Grids, yes. I love grids. Grids to me are different geometric patterns of the crystals, and they're basically like little concentrated vortexes of energy. And so you can create a grid with a center stone and intention for many types of healing. And from the center stone, you can make rays or patterns or whatever shapes you like. They're usually more symmetrical. And that grid, then once it's, you know, charged and the intention has been placed, that energy field will multiply. And when the stones are all together, just because each stone itself is an energy vortex, together they work, and it's, you know, just multiplying throughout, you know, exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do it for a group of people and environments and individuals. And I like to do it for a lot of distance healing. I also sometimes offer it before, after crystal healing, to either open up or continue healing. And they're really wonderful and very user-friendly for people to do in their homes.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I love them. They're beautiful.
And we do have that caller there. It's like, if you would like to visit with them for a minute, and then we'll do a little reading for them and then continue on with that. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All righty. Okay, we have area code 928. 928, you are on with us.
Oh, thank you for telling me my area code. I just moved here. I don't know it yet. Thank you.
You're welcome. We got on today.
This is Maggie. I'm calling from Arizona.
Awesome.
Great, hello. Maggie.
Yeah, and this is a brand new life for me, and I'm wondering how it's going to pan out.
What do you think, Jan?
Well, my feeling is I get a color of red orange, expanding, vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
Also, ease setting in.
Ease.
Ease in a sense of rooting, but also just kind of like a sigh coming out.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm getting.
Well, yeah,
nice.
I'm getting a really beautiful energy too, and like you have a real knowing about your direction.
I do?
Yeah.
Well, my logical mind doesn't know yet, but I guess my heart must be keeping it under wraps for the moment.
Yeah, well, trust in your gut. You know, I'm wondering if maybe a piece of red jasper might be good.
Red jasper? Ooh. I have a Dalmatian jasper.
And that's nice, too. Those are nice too. They're kind of bright and they kind of boost your mood.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I think that would be wonderful. And that along with the sunstone and maybe a tiger's eye would be really nice for you. I feel that there's a resonance with you in this environment. And so there will be an ease. And maybe just need to open up.
Yeah, just like getting my bearings. I've been here less than a month, so I don't know my way around or anything, so it's all pretty new still.
I feel like sometimes it's you hear a little thundering of hooves, or it's like it's exciting to discover. Yeah, I hear the bird too.
I'm wondering, do you see any romance in the scene?
I do. I feel like romance is in the future. And what do you see, Jan?
I feel and see balance in all parts of your life. So yes, if there's desire, I see that just coming. I think that you're in the right place. And it's just, as you mentioned, you're settling, you're getting your bearings, but I feel like mm-hmm. there is no blockage and things will kind of be coming into your bubble of life. Including
awesome.
Something that's very nice. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Great.
I think you've gone through some recent pretty big changes. And I feel like you're ready for something like a new celebration of life.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Yay.
Yeah. I feel like I just left the cemetery and now I'm looking for the party room.
Yeah.
That probably explains the bright red, the orange, the vibrancy.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you,
big changes.
If later you feel you need to also quiet that vibration a bit, or if there's a lot of stimulation going on, another
mm-hmm.
nice balancing stone to all the other ones we mentioned would be Chrysocolla with cuprite for you.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Crystal Cola?
Crystal Cola, yes.
C-O-L-A?
C-O-L-L-A. And it's C-H-R-Y-S-O. S-O-C-O-L-L-A. Crystal Cola. Sometimes there will be cuprite in it, or you could get it by itself.
Hmm.
And that's really nurturing.
And it's kind of a pretty green and gold, right?
Yeah,
and
you'll find it easily in Arizona as well.
Very cool. I'll keep an eye out for it.
You'll love it. You'll enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it immensely.
You're most welcome. Aloha.
Thank you. You are welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. See
you
later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, and we have two more callers here really quick. And the third one asking if there's time to call in. So our next person here is SHIVEE011. I think it's Shivio 11.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Hi, how are
hello.
You?
Hi,
how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm good. Am I allowed to ask a question, or what way do you work?
Yeah, give us your name and your birthday and your question. That would be perfect.
Yeah, my name is Siobhan, and my birthday is the 1st of the 7th, 1982. And I just want to see if you can see romance coming into my life.
Okay. let's see, my sense of it is that there is some romance ahead. I'm feeling like you're ready for something new. What do you see coming up, Jan?
For me, what I see and feel is I got the sensation of movement, upward movement, and I saw through like a gold-orange striation. So I think it feels like you're in a very active period right now.
Yeah.
And it's going to keep going. There's momentum. There's a fire there. There's a movement, and it's all in a upward direction.
Okay. And can you see anything happening between me and a fellow called Michal?
What's his birthday?
The 6th of November, 1981.
I feel like there is something there that... I feel like the two of you have a real strong knowing of each other, that there's some past life history between you.
Oh, very interesting.
I see something like a very powerful and along the lines of power connection. I see when you said that a really bright, bright, bright golden color. I don't know if you help to inspire and fuel each other. But yeah, there is definitely a connection that's very much alike.
And could you see him contacting me, or do you do that kind of a thing? Or
you know, I have the sense that he is gonna be in touch. How long have you been out of touch?
Just over a month.
Okay. And he said he needed some space?
We kind of had just kind of a little disagreement, but he's afraid of hurting me. Because like he's always busy at work and stuff, and where he is, he's a paramedic, and he's training now to be an advanced paramedic, and he's just afraid of hurting anyone, but he does want a relationship, and we do get on great, but it's just the fear that he has.
Yeah, I see the Page of Cups, and Cups are about messages around love, and the Magician, which is about, you know, really being able to make things happen. And the King of Pentacles, which is about, you know, coming into that place of knowing. I feel like there is a healing here that is going to take place, and I think he's going to call you in the next, I'm feeling like the next, within the next week to 8 days.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
many
great.
Many blessings.
Okay, thanks very much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Let us know. And okay, and we still have two more. So it's like we got, ladies, we have 11 minutes, and we got two callers. So let's go for it. Ready code 480, you're on.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Great,
good, thank you.
Good. I was wondering that if you could tell me anything about my love life, if I'm going to have one sometime soon in the near future, and what is the near future?
What is your name?
Nancy.
And your birthday?
Is August 31st, 1961.
Okay, great. So I'm getting the sense that there's been a recent ending, is that right?
No.
Okay, so it's been a long time.
Correct.
I feel there's still something that needs to sort of be almost uncoiled or something. There's something a little tight.
But
and I think that I don't know if there's something long ago that still needs to be released. Two stones that come to mind for you that may help with opening yourself up if there's going to be romance to come. That came to me is seraphinite and peridot.
Oh, sorry, can you say that again?
Seraphinite and peridot.
Okay. Okay.
Both will actually kind of cleanse your whole system, physical, emotional, things from the past, allow it, your lymph to flow better, but also to uncoil anything and release it and ground it. And you may ground it with some smoky celestials. But I feel that once that opens, that I think that something may come.
Okay.
I am seeing some a love coming into your life that is creative, somebody that I feel like somebody that has a musical ability. And
okay.
I also have the sense that this is going to be a time of wanting to move forward, a time of action, a time of being in touch with your passion. And I'm also sensing that there's a long-term quality to the next relationship. I'm looking at the Hierophant.
Okay,
what's that?
Yeah, so I was going to say, so it looks like relationship, love relationship is going to take a long while. Let me ask you about, I'm going to visit a friend that I haven't seen in like 34 years. Contact
I see
her.
That going well. Yeah.
Going well, because I haven't heard from her, so I'm just like a little antsy because I haven't heard from her in over a month.
And that's unusual for her, right?
Well, like I said, I just got a hold of her after 34 years, lost contact. The joy of the internet, was able to find her, and so I've only talked to her once, emailed her once, so I don't know
I
if it's normal for her.
I see you seeing her, actually. I feel like you are going to hear from her again. I also get the sense that I wasn't saying it's going to be a long time till you have a relationship. I wasn't saying that. I was just saying I think it is, it's going to be coming into your life. My feeling is sometime in the summer. You know,
okay.
I'm feeling like in July, August. So, July. And I'm feeling like it's something that's going to grow pretty deep and connected. So.
Nice.
And
okay.
If I can add, I just, I agree with Inez. I think she found she will be the friend. And yes, the romance is not way far off.
Okay.
One stone might be nice to carry with you while you're preparing and going on your visit is the rainbow obsidian. It'll be nice protection. Anything that doesn't need to be there will kind of bounce off. But it's got that rainbow ray inside of it. And basically, it will help you know your next steps, how I want to step next, where I want to go next. It'll open
and it's
your
beautiful.
Eyes and your feet.
Good. Back to my friend, if you guys don't mind, can you see how soon I'll hear from her?
My sense is it's not a long ways away. I'm feeling like you're going to hear from her within the next week.
Okay. Because I was hoping to be there soon, sooner than a week. And I don't want to miss her. You know.
Yeah. That's. I think you'll get in touch with her.
Yeah, I think you'll see this person.
And we'll,
she's
we'll
listening
be...
for some reason. There's an ear that comes up, but I believe she's sort of listening and intuitively or trying to tune in. So if you send us a talk about it, I think she will. The two will come together.
Okay. Do you see us, like, restarting our friendship into a nice, solid friendship like we had way back then?
Yeah, I do feel like that you're going to start a friendship again. But a lot's gone on, too. But, yeah, I do see that. I feel like she wants that.
Okay, well, you guys have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye. And let us know how that goes. Okay, we got to our last caller. Yes. Here is our Skype person. All ones, all the way across the board here.
Hi, my name is Mary. And I'm calling from New York, and my birthday is 5/5/58. And I was just wondering, I'm back in touch with an old flame, and it seems to be going real good. Do you see it working out for us?
What's his name?
Colum. And his birthday is 6/28/64.
I get the feeling that he is a really sweet guy. That he's very creative and he's funny. I feel like he has a playful nature.
He does.
And
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Sorry.
I see a lot of red rays that are spreading out like a sunburst.
What does that
mean? I think for me, there's a lot of energy in this relationship, and it's almost, as I would describe, 360. It's going to be in all realms, all aspects, very dynamic.
So there's good chance of getting back to where we once were.
Or maybe even beyond and better.
Okay, I haven't heard from him in 2 weeks because he lives out of state. Is he going to move back towards New York?
My feeling that I get is that it depends on where his will is right now, as far as the time.
And I got the Ace of Wands, so that suggests that he's going to take action. Yeah, I mean, I think that he will in the next... have you talked about it at all, several months? I feel like he will in the next several months.
Well, yeah, he has talked about it. I haven't spoken to him in the last couple of weeks. And
mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to hear from him again.
Mhm. I feel like he is keen on the idea, if he can find a place.
And we have about 90 seconds.
And
okay.
I think it'd be nice to surround that thought with rose quartz and watermelon tourmaline, along with a little bit, if you can, of a rhodochrosite.
Okay.
And how can we get a hold of you, Jan?
Exactly.
thank you. You can email me at my email, chasomte@yahoo.com. That's chasomte@yahoo.com. And just if you mention that you're a caller from the show or your listener from the show, I'll be happy to respond. And thank you for having me on.
Oh, we loved it.
Thank you for all the great questions and the people who love the minerals.
It's neat.
Yeah.
I loved rock a long time. I was really looking forward to this. So it's like, yeah. And I wish we could do something about the sound quality. I'm thinking it's that usually the echoes like that is we get a lot of times sometimes like from the Skype you know, like either Skype or microphones do feedback or something like that. And it's like, I'm not tech enough to get that, but it's like, thank you so much for being here.
It was wonderful. Great. Thank you.
You can contact me at nrgpsychics.com, and if you want a reading, go to the rates page.
All right. Yep, yep.
Thank
and check out everybody at www.psychicsgonewild.com. And, again, Jan is chasomtea at yahoo.com, and tell her that you are a listener from the show, and she will get back to you.
Thank you so much.
Many blessings.
Been a good day. Thank you so much. Bye.